Welcome in to the latest edition of the Portland Pilots podcast. Jason Swigard here with you. Hope everyone is enjoying the summer now that it has finally arrived here in the Pacific Northwest. But thought it was a good time with the roster all now on campus for the Pilots for the coming season. To get back in touch with you, share a little bit what's going on with some summer workouts. You'll hear from a couple of the newest members of the Pilots basketball team, as we will have chats with Wyatt Lowell, transferring in from Snow Community College after stints at Utah Valley and BYU, as well as Joey St. Pierre, who comes from the Midwest, went to Parkside, a D2 program out there, and then last season was at the University of Wisconsin, Milwaukee. They are filling some voids with some transfers out in the front court. We'll run down the roster here for you. The schedules are almost done. The non-conference schedule, the finishing touches are being put on it. That will hopefully be released here before the end of July. And then the conference schedule, as usual, set to be released come late August. But we do know the matchups. And so finally, with the season that Shante Leggins had in his first year, the 19 wins, getting a victory at the conference tournament, a 7-7 finish there right in the middle of the pack. They will be back getting Gonzaga twice, a home and away with Gonzaga. Same with St. Mary's. That has not happened in the last few years. They will only get BYU once. That game will be played in Provo. We expect it to be the final go-round in the West Coast Conference for BYU before they head to the Big 12. Santa Clara will be coming to the Bluff, but Portland will not have to return there. Maybe a little retribution for what happened at the end of the regular season a year ago. But looking at things now, so much excitement building up on the Bluff. The Pilot roster construction now. You've got 8 players that were on scholarship last year returning to the program. The last podcast, Jack Perry made his announcement. He decided to come back, take advantage of that medical redshirt year, throw in walk-on Coleman Lemke. And so there's 9 guys who will be back. There are 2 freshmen that have signed letters of intent. They are on campus. Bol Dangdet, 6'10", freshman out of Melbourne, Australia, from the NBA's Global Academy. They're very high on him. And then Juan Sebastian Gorosito, Juanse they call him. He's out of Argentina but played in at Denver Prep. And he comes here, a 6'2", dynamic point guard with a great range. So the question will be, will those two get right into the mix for Coach Leggins? As we saw with Chikunduka last year, he's not afraid to play a true freshman if they demonstrate through the course of practice a competition that they can handle what he's looking forward to them to be able to do. And then there are 4 D1 transfers, a couple of perimeter players, Vukašin Masic out of Maine. He comes from Belgrade, Serbia, even though he was over here in New York. In high school, spent some time at Hofstra as well. And Alden Applewhite, a sophomore out of Memphis, Tennessee. He was known by Jeremy Pope in his time at Compass Prep there in Arizona, and then went to Mississippi State, only played a couple of games in his freshman year. Some injuries curtailed his development, but they are very high on him. A 6'7", 205-pound wing player, playmaker. They love his shot. A lefty out there to kind of give teams a different look. So you add all of that into the group that's coming back. Practices have been spirited here this summer, very competitive, and I know it's something Coach Leggins and the staff is excited to see moving forward here. They've got a few more weeks of summer workouts, so the guys are here taking some summer classes, making sure that they are ready to go when fall camp starts there in October. But the biggest area of need for this team that we saw from last year, besides just overall depth, so the starters don't have to play 35-37 minutes, was down low. And so looking to the the veterans in that transfer market to try and provide some leadership, some depth, and some definite low-post rim-protecting presence, as well as the ability to get a bucket if teams come out and put pressure on the ball trying to close down the three-point shot. Two of those guys we'll talk to here. We'll talk to Joey St. Pierre coming up in a little bit, the graduate transfer from Wisconsin-Milwaukee, but we will start our conversation with a veteran player. He's been around BYU, Utah Valley, went to Snow Community College, and started to recover from some injuries. The big man out of Utah, Wyatt Lowell.
How's the transfer been so far? Growing up out here, in, at least in Utah, you're familiar with Pacific Northwest. At least you know where it is on a map.
a little bit.
But how's the transfer been so far? Just getting used to your surroundings and kind of getting just your feet wet here on the bluff.
You know, I've loved it. I think the Midwest is a very pretty place. I'm excited for the rain. I think I might get sick of it after a while. But I mean, the basketball experience so far has been wonderful, and the people here are great. So I mean, it's been 3 weeks, but so far I've loved it.
Well, your basketball has taken you kind of in all sorts of routes, and it's a common experience now for a lot of guys with the transfer portal, and it's much easier to go from here to there. But just talk a little bit about your journey coming out of high school, and obviously opportunity to go to BYU, and then what led to your decisions then to kind of end up here at Portland.
Yeah, so I think I'm a little older than you might expect. So I started at UVU, and that was after I served a church mission for 2 years. So I came back a little out of shape, but had a good time at UVU, and I loved my experience there, and then followed my previous coach over to BYU and was there for 2 years. Had a good experience there. I learned a lot about how to get stronger in my body, and obviously left. And so that experience was good. But I will say that my next stop at JUCO and Snow was awesome. It was one of my favorite years of basketball, and the relationships there. I love those teammates. And while I was there, I was recovering from an Achilles surgery. So I tore my Achilles while at BYU. So it was a rough year basketball-wise, but eventually we did really well. And we actually took the team to Hutch, which, for those of you who don't know, that's like the JUCO National Tournament. Had a good time there. It was the first time we've ever been there in 50 years. And so then Legs reached out and brought me here.
Well, and it's so funny because, you know, obviously the program, I don't know how much you followed Portland previously, obviously playing at BYU in the conference, so you knew, saw some of the struggles that they had, and then Coach Leggins, the opportunity to come here, an immediate turnaround. What was it about the opportunity to come here and close out your career that's appealed to you so much to make the decision?
You know, I think you just hit one of the points that was intriguing. I think it's a cool opportunity to kind of help a program become better than it's been, and they've obviously started that process. But I thought it would be a cool opportunity to join along with that and help make this a place that people want to come to, because I think it has the tools necessary for that. And so that was one of the things. And then also just I like the way that Legs and the coaching staff coach their players. I think obviously there's X's and O's and things like that, but I think a coach, they have two responsibilities: to teach you how to be tough, but also give you confidence and to believe in yourself. And I feel like they do a good job with that with their players, and I felt that so far, and I can feel my game flourishing, and it's been fun. So I'd say those things were kind of the things that drew me here.
Chatting here with Wyatt Lowell, transfer this year into the Pilots program. And, you know, last year was just everything was brand new, starting from scratch. But now nine guys who were on the team last year decided to come back. And so picking up where they left off, you've got four transfers, two freshmen coming in. So a lot of competition. And obviously, you know, somebody's going to get left. Can't play all the guys 25, 30 minutes. So what's been the mentality of everybody coming together, understanding that there's only so many minutes for everybody to go around?
Yeah, I think that's one of the probably the most difficult parts of higher level sports, is there's only so many minutes. And so I think the summer, people realize is the time to compete, show you who you are. And it's also time to get better, but every day we're going at it. And so when we get on the court, guys are going at each other, the new guys, the old guys. But I think one of the things that's cool about this is every great team has depth. And I think that is one of the things that will be valuable to us, is that when one of us subs in or gets subbed out, we're not getting worse. If anything, sometimes we're getting better just because we have that many good players. So it's a competition, but I think it's what we want.
Well, and I think that's the thing. We saw that last year, injuries and attrition. The guys that were starting were having to play 35, 36 minutes. They'll be the first ones to say, I appreciate the opportunity, but no. If we can tail that back a little bit. The other is, now Coach Legg seems to have kind of one of everything, and we'll let you describe your game, 6'9", 6'10". I don't want to shortchange anything. Yep. But how do you describe your game? How do you see yourself fitting in with what Coach Leggins and the staff want to do this year?
Yeah, I think just by talking with Legs, what I would describe myself as is just a basketball player. Like I, growing up, was taught how to pass, dribble, and shoot and do it all. I just was fortunate enough to be really tall. So I'd say on offense, I'm just kind of a matchup nightmare. If I got a guy I can dribble and go around, I will. I think one of the best things I'm at is a good shooter. And so I think offensively, Legs likes to have guys that can kind of do everything. That's just kind of, if you have no holes in your game, then you can play a lot of different positions. And so that's one of the things that Legs does is looks at what players are good at and puts them in the situation that they're good at. And so I think I'm excited to play for him in that kind of style. And I think I'm still trying to get my legs stronger. I was a little more athletic than I show now, so I'm trying to get back to that. But once that comes, I think it'll be even better.
Well, I know practices this summer have already been really competitive, which is a good thing for this team. They didn't have as much depth, so sometimes with injuries, practices, it wasn't, first unit wasn't getting the true test, but he can divvy things up now. What does this team really need to focus on here during these summer workouts so that you feel like you're got a leg up when we get to training camp in the fall?
Yeah, I think so far some that I've seen is we just on offense are each player has some really special weapons, and so learning how to play with each other, the new guys meshing with the old guys and vice versa, but I think we've been doing that really well. So I think the thing that we really need to focus on is just the defensive rotations and learning how to play with each other then. And like on offense, I'm not worried about us, but on defense, I think if we can match our potential with our offensive skill, then I think we could be really good.
Well, I know everybody's excited, looking forward to it. A lot of opportunities for guys. Now, as for Portland getting ingratiated here into the community, summertime, this is the best time of the year out here in the Portland area. Have you been able to have some time to explore and try and find a few haunts maybe that entice you here in the summertime?
Yeah, no, this is a wonderful place. Unfortunately, I'm still in some classes from some previous schools that I'm trying to graduate in, so it's a lot of homework. But the times that I have, I'm married, so me and my wife have gone to find some beautiful places. We went out to the coast, to Cannon Beach, and this is if you like outdoors and pretty scenes, this is the place to be. So it's been fun.
You bet, no question. The coast, you're an hour from the mountains, couple hours from Central Oregon, a lot of places to get to. Wyatt Lowell, thanks so much for taking a few minutes. Great to get to know you a little bit. Looking forward to having you be a part of the team this season.
Awesome, thank you. Glad to be here.
Thank you, Wyatt, for spending a few minutes with us. You can find out more, of course, about Wyatt and the other newcomers. The roster is up, portlandpilots.com. You can get all the information. Again, the schedules will be posted there, hopefully very, very soon. The non-conference schedule is just about complete. They're waiting for a contract or two to be finalized for the entire 15-game non-conference slate. First game of the season will be on Monday, November 7th. They moved it to Monday because Tuesday is Election Day. And as you remember, former Pilots coach Eric Revenot, now at Oregon State, was one of the big pushers of the movement to have that day
be a day away from competition and practice for all student athletes so they can participate in that electoral process, not having to miss time or anything in order to have their voices be heard and be part of the process. So the season is slated to start on Monday, November 7th. And of course, the Pilots have circled Thanksgiving weekend for the Phil Knight Invitational. And everything that's coming there between Moda Center, Memorial Coliseum. And this year they will use the Child Center for some of those games because of the women's brackets that have been included this time around for the PKI. And the Pilots might have an opportunity to maybe play one of these big schools on Sunday in their building. The women will play their preliminary games at the Child Center, and then the championship games, the winners bracket games, will be played on Sunday over in the Rose Quarter. So they'll use the Child Center for some of the consolation games for that tournament. Could be fun to see one of those big-time schools coming into the Child Center for the men. And then the season tickets are available. All the ticket information is available for you online at portlandpilots.com/tickets. You can call 503-943-GO-UP. Place your deposit. Reserve your season tickets now. Getting in line for season tickets will give you advanced access to purchase PKI Invitational tickets. The ones available to the public will go fast. They'll be expensive, but if you want to be in that Pilot section, you need to make sure that you get in there with your deposit for season tickets. The conference schedule should be announced, as it usually is, towards the end of August, and you can continue to check back at portlandpilots.com or follow the Pilots on Twitter as well. All that information, as soon as it's ready, will be distributed. So Wyatt Lowell there, more of a spacing perimeter sort of stretch five. He could play a little four a little bit, and hoping those legs and the ankles and the Achilles all get healthy, he gets some of his mobility, continues to round into shape. But in terms of some pure size, paint presence, rim protection, I know they are looking to Joey St. Pierre to be that force in the middle for the Pilots this upcoming season. Had a nice year going from the D2 to the D1 level for the University of Wisconsin-Milwaukee last season, and then as a graduate coming out here. Really excited to meet him, so let's do that now. Let's get a chance to meet Joey St. Pierre.
Coming from the Midwest, grew up in Illinois, spent some time at a D2 program, then last year University of Wisconsin-Milwaukee, had a nice season there and the opportunity to come here and finish out your collegiate career with the Pilots. So welcome to the Bluff, and just tell everybody a little bit about kind of playing there in the Midwest and your journey here, the decision to come and finish things up with Coach Legs and the Pilots.
Definitely been a journey where I started out at D2 Parkside and then went to Milwaukee. It's definitely been a journey, and I don't know, Coach Legs and just all those guys just really made it an easy decision for me to choose Portland, and just the culture and everything here is just great.
Well, and growing up, in the Midwest, obviously, how much did you know about the program out here? Did the coaches reach out to you, or when you decided you were going to make the change and transfer, how much kind of did you seek out opportunity and the kind of the match there with Coach Legs and the staff?
Yeah, no, Coach Legs reached out right away. He was probably, I think he was the first coach to reach out right when I went in the portal. And he just kept like a strong relationship right away, and just really showed his interest, and that meant a lot to me. And just after talking to them more and more, I just began to like the program more.
Playing D2, kind of the step up, obviously size, athleticism, 6'10", 255 athletic guy. Did you think you were going to have maybe more offers early on or a chance to play at a higher level, or did you know you're going to have to kind of grind it out and prove yourself to people along the way?
Yeah, no. So I actually before I went to the D2 school, I was going to be done playing basketball. I kind of lost my love for it. I had some personal things going on. And that kind of just gave me the opportunity to realize that, like, I can't take it for granted, like, the game. And it just really brought my love for the game back. And I knew it was going to be a journey if I wanted to play, like, Division I, like, where I believe I should be. So, yeah, it was just a great process.
Jen here with Joey St. Pierre, one of the newest pilots transferring in from the University of Milwaukee, or Wisconsin-Milwaukee, coming in. And so this team, obviously, the guys knew with some of the guys that transferred out of the program, those bigs, the interior was going to be a big need. What was it about it basketball-wise that you saw with this opportunity? And we're always curious, how much did Coach Legs and what he did in the first year kind of resonate and open people's eyes up to maybe that hadn't really thought much of Pilots basketball over the last several years?
Yeah, no, definitely. I just feel like they just have, like, a great culture that they established right away. And you can see with the turnaround of the program last year. But, it's just like the culture is such a big thing, because that's once everyone buys in, that's where you achieve success. Like, if there's some guys that aren't bought in, it just messes everything up. So,
As a 5, 6'10", 6'11", over 250 pounds, how would you describe, we're seeing the game, though, that even big 7-footers are going out, firing up threes all over the place, college ranks to the NBA. How would you describe your game? What do you see your role being with the team here this season?
Just the physical presence inside, you know, making easy buckets, easy dunks, ceiling. Also, I want to work on stepping out a little bit, knock down that three if I'm open. But, just being a presence, like, offensively and defensively is really a big thing, and just blocking shots and helping out my team.
That'll be – obviously defense will be a big thing. The team attrition last year with some injuries and not having the full depth of everybody Coach Leggins wanted in his first season, they were forced to kind of do some makeshift sort of defenses, obviously, and the guys that were there at the end of the season playing 35, 36, 37 mm-hmm. minutes a game. How do you see the defense coming together? What does Coach Leggins want to do with this group now that he's got 10, 11, 12 deep maybe he can go to that he couldn't do last year?
Yeah, just like, I don't know, establish just like our defensive responsibilities and just make sure everyone like sticks to their role, because if someone misses an assignment or something, it just snowballs, you know, and messes up the whole thing. But really just making sure that everyone knows their role and like being consistent with it.
And of course, Joey St. Pierre here chatting with us. Obviously, circled on early on the schedule will be the Phil Knight Invitational. I don't know if you watched the one 5 years ago that was here with all the big Nike schools coming in, but an opportunity, maybe North Carolina, Villanova, Michigan State. How exciting is that to get to be a part of here in your final collegiate career?
Yeah, no, definitely. That's definitely an experience I'll never forget. Just looking forward to just giving it my all, you know, and really just competing.
Guy grew up in the Midwest. Had you spent much time out here in the Pacific Northwest, or is this really your first experience out here in this corner of the country?
Yeah, no, first time, definitely. I haven't even really been to the West. Farthest West I've ever been, I guess, was Vegas for AAU tournaments, but other than that, no, I've never been out here. But
yeah, it's not Vegas.
No, yeah.
Well, this is the best time of the year. Have you had a chance to get out and explore much, or are you still kind of – I know you're doing a little rehab and practice and those sorts of things. Have you had a chance to explore at least the city a little bit?
Oh, yeah. Yeah, I went on a few hikes and stuff, just kind of drove around and checking it all out. But, yeah, no, it's definitely cool. It's a lot different than the Midwest, but I like it a lot so far.
Well, fantastic. I know everybody's excited about getting you in here and getting you to – find your spot in the system and trying to pick up from where things left off last season. So best of luck. Welcome aboard. We look forward to a great year.
Yeah, no doubt. I appreciate it.
Thank you, Joey. Great to have you on board. We're looking forward to seeing you participate with this team as we get closer to the start of the 2022-2023 season again. PortlandPilots.com/tickets or 503-943-GO-UP. Place a deposit now. Reserve those seats. Season tickets again. Gonzaga and St. Mary's both coming to the Child Center this season. Season ticket holders will also have priority when Phil Knight Invitational tickets become available, distributed through each of the participating schools. So all of that to look forward to. Roster information, of course, up on the website as well. A lot of excitement building. I've had a chance to attend a couple of the summer workouts so far. This team is looking to really build on what it established a season ago, with a lot more depth, a lot more competition at practice. Saw Chris Austin there. He has nothing on his legs anymore. That horrific broken leg in the final game of the season at Southern Utah. He's able to move around. Still not cleared for contact in basketball-related activities yet. He's hoping that'll be around October, November. And an optimistic timeline would have him being available to maybe come back and participate with the team when conference play starts right around the 1st of January. So that's the timeline for him. Mike Meadows is back on the floor participating there. His back appears to be fine. And Jack Perry coming back from his knee injury. They're hoping to get him ready to go. Maybe more when training camp starts. They want to be cautious with him. But everybody is in the mix, ready to go. A lot of mix and matching capabilities for Coach Shante Leggins, and so it'll be fun to figure out along with him where everybody fits in, how they have a role. He can go small and fast. He can go big. He can space the floor. Five guys that can all shoot threes. Defensively now, what does he want the ability to do? More on-ball pressure, getting out, trying to get into transition. You thought they played fast a year ago. They want to play faster. They want to be in the top 30 to 40 teams in the country as far as pace goes, and with the depth that they look to have, it will be a very different look for teams that might think they got the book on the Pilots and Shante Leggins last year. No, it's going to be a little different, but everybody is looking forward to it, what might be coming this season. So again, PortlandPilots.com/tickets. Or give them a call, 503-943-GO-UP. Get your deposits in. Reserve those season tickets. We want to see you out at the Child Center. The new seating in the lower bowl is going in as well. That should be done here in August. It'll be great to see how that looks for everybody as well. We'll continue to do these one every week or two, talking to all the new players on the roster. We'll catch up with some of the assistant coaches as well, find out what they've been doing this summer, what they like about the look of this team, maybe a little bit on further recruiting, how the classes are looking coming in 23 and 24 with some of these guys that will be eligible to graduate and move on to the next level here in the next couple of years. Glad you're with us as well. We look forward to it. Thanks for, again, to Joey St. Pierre and Wyatt Lowell for taking a few minutes here with us on this latest edition of the Portland Pilots podcast.